Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1298 of our trek and time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, life seems to slip by faster each year. I want to live a life of purpose, but most of the time, it seems like I'm just racing from one event onto another, with little time to breathe, let alone reflect on what is most important. What wise tips can you give me to help me to slow down and live a full life, not just a fast life? So our title for today's lesson will be, Life Happens Fast. I'm not sure that I am the best qualified to answer this question, but I doubt that few of us have the speed of our life under as much control as we should. We hear the admonition to stop and smell the roses or the coffee, but few of us really do that. I love the smell of both roses and coffee, but I have to ask myself, do I invest enough time doing so? We all have to learn to watch more closely, to pay attention, to slow down, to invest our time wisely. For most of us, life comes at us full force from our very first breath, and it does not slow down until our last. We think in our minds, there's no time to waste. But it is time now that we consider and practice the art of investing our time so it daily reaps rewards that are eternal. That can't happen if our life is a blur. Yes, Scripture does inform us that life is short, but we will make it even shorter if we do not invest our time properly. It is eternal kingdom work that we need to focus on. James chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 tells us, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like a morning fog. It is here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Since we do not know how our lives will impact eternity, we must invest our lives carefully with wisdom. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 tells us, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. When we live life on a treadmill or a hamster wheel, running ever faster but getting nowhere, we lose our joy and purpose for living and will have little impact on eternity. The evil one is a joy robber. As we learn from John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Yes, Jesus cares little how fast we are rushing through life, but instead, he wants our lives to be rich and satisfying, lives that are abundant and overflowing into the lives of others. How many reminders do we need to get that message, that life happens fast? Pull out an old box of photos or a photo album, or pull up your photos on your computer or phone, and you'll be amazed how quickly life happens. We ask ourselves, where did our little girl go? How did he grow up so fast? Wow, he looks really old now. If you fill your mind with the poison of modern media, it will make life seem so futile. We hear about another horrific earthquake or tornado or hurricane where lives were lost and property was destroyed in seconds. A plane goes down, an automobile pileup on the interstate, shootings in the city or school or even in a church. A heart attack took the life of a young husband and father, or cancer snuffs out the life of a young mother or child. God does not want us to live rushing through life just so we can die. Life does happen fast. It comes so quickly that about the time we get comfortable with one phase of life, we move on to a different phase. We start feeling good about being single, and suddenly we are talking marriage. Then we work and work at being the best husband or the best wife, and then children come along. We feel like we are getting this parenting thing figured out. Then all of a sudden we're empty nesters, and before long we are grandparents, like I am now. With life coming and going so quickly, how do we manage it? Here are a few wise tips to remember to help each of us to live in a rich and satisfying manner as we navigate from one season of life onto another. We don't have to miss any season or dread them leaving. We can enjoy each one. First of all, live for today, not tomorrow or yesterday. If you spend too much time looking ahead or behind, you will miss what's happening in the present. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." And Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess the perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed in me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." So as Gramps, I have lived 63 years so far, and I can see how fast life really does go. So I am encouraging you to slow down. Try to eliminate hurry from your life. If you have small children, try not to say, "Hurry up," too many times. When you get on a freeway, drive the speed limit. It is a lot less stressful. When you are walking, if you see something worth looking at, stop and look at it. Remind yourself that you have all the time that you need to do what God wants you to do. Enjoy the moment. When you work, work hard. When you rest, actually rest. When you are with friends, shut your phone off and be with your friends. When you are with your spouse, really be with him or her. When you are with your children, be with them. Life does happen fast, yet it does not have to overwhelm us. We do not have to miss it. We can enjoy it. God has given us a life that is rich and satisfying. We have the tools to live at His pace and in His time and like He wants us to do. This year and beyond, I hope that you can receive the life God has planned for you and enjoy it to the fullest, not just to the fastest. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on those most important areas of life. So I encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,297 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.